Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. We thank God for victory on today. He woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. Victory is ours today. Peace is ours today. Joy belongs to us today, and we say thank you. Or we come to bless the Lord this morning because he woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. In our right mind, we know who we are, who he belongs to today. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. We say thank you for victory today. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord, because this is the day the Lord hath made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. for victory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart and stretched out arms today. We welcome you to rule and reign in the services on today. We welcome you to rule and reign in our homes on today. We welcome you to rule and reign in our neighborhoods on today, because this is the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He woke us up this morning. We was able to get up, sit up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We have a roof over our head, we say thank you. Clothes on our back, we say thank you. Shoes on our feet, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today, because he said if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up this morning and praise him for his drawing power, his wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May he be continuously glorified. We have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just say thank you. Oh, we bless his name today. We complete the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over the atmosphere, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come plead the blood over every highway today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to bind up accidents to his people, around his people today. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign and dispatch angels today. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to say thank you, Lord, that we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We come to continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord, and we say thank you. Oh, we say, have your way in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being a fence around them, Lord God. We plead the blood over every school today, Lord God. Drive out spirits in these schools that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the schools, Lord God. The college campus, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over every nursing home on today, every hospital on today, every sick and shut in their homes on today. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He took 39 stripes for each and every one of us, so we can live and have our being in him. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come plead the blood of Jesus over to Washington, D.C., from the White House to wash all of Washington, D.C., in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We thank him for the president and the vice president and their families, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Have your way today, Lord God. Your will be done, not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way today, this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We are that tree planted by the river. We shall not be moved by no circumstances or situations, because we serve the great I am, that I am. Whatever we need him for, he's right there. And we say thank you for being the potter and we your clay. Continuously mold us, continuously strengthen us, continuously build us up. And we say thank you. Thank you for this awesome Sunday morning. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people all over the land, continuously pour back into him, continuously strengthen him and his entire family, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name right now, God. We thank you for Aretha right now, God. We thank you how you continuously blessing her and her entire family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in our neighborhoods, in the nation. Have your way, Lord God, because you're sitting high looking low down on us, Lord God. Your right hand is holding us up, Lord God. And we say thank you. Your word say fear not, because you are with us. So we stepping in faith today. We walking in faith today. Now faith is the substance of things hope and the evidence of not seeing. Right now faith, not yesterday's faith. Right now faith for today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way, Lord God. Have your way, have your way. I lift up Mother Allen to you today, God. Continuously strengthen her, Lord God. Continuously meet every need she stand in need of, Lord God. Have your way in Mother Allen's life, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. You order in our footsteps. You lead and direct in us in all truth on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood over every mean of transportation, from the airplanes to the trains to the buses to the cars today. Cover and keep your people safe, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your promises to the Lord God. You say when we decree and declare a thing, it is established. So we decree and declare your promises for your people today. We lift up the homeless all over the world today, Father God. Give them comfort today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them a roof over their head, warm clothes on their body, food in their stomach, God. Have your way in the homeless life today, God. In the penitentiaries today, God. Cover all the penitentiaries today, God. The county jails today, God. Heal and deliver your people there, God, because you're able to do it, God. And we say thank you for victory for them, God. Victory, victory belongs to us, God. And we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen. And we praise you for victory in Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father, we do. We do praise you, Father. We do praise you and we extol you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all, oh God, that you bestow upon us, oh God. Thank you for your cleansing. Thank you for the washing, the purging, and the purifying, oh God. And we ask, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as you call the bride, Lord God, to the bridegroom, you say, come. I pray even now in the name of Yeshua that we are sensitive to your spirit, oh God. Father God, I pray even now, Lord God, as you are on the inside of us, Lord God, because you say you would not leave us comfortless. So you love us with the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit will cry out, Lord God, with groanings, Lord God, that we may not be able to understand, but that which goes before your throne, O God, is manifested before the Lord, and the Lord goes before his Father on our behalf. Oh, Father, we thank you even now, as you're strengthening us in this hour, Lord God, to pull down, Lord God, to root out, to pluck up, and you've given us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, by the presence of the Holy Spirit, to move with your authority in the name of Yeshua. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you're pulling down, Lord God, staples of the back of Sunday, baby, of works, Lord God, in the baby, not to the baby, so that was a sign of the enemy, that you're destroying the works of the obey worker, even things that was done in ignorance and going and seeking out that which is not of your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. But Lord God, as you spoke, Lord God, to the angel, now so to speak to Jacob before his name was changed, tell me your name, tell me your name. And it took, Lord God, a whole night worth of wrestling before he finally said, I'm conniver. He said, that's what I wanted to hear. Now I'm able to change your name. We're in the hour, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. If there's a wrestling, there is a wrestling for a reason. because our Father do not want to see us destroyed, but he wants to see us to rise up in the hour that we are in, so that we're able to deal with the footmen and the horsemen. We can't go into a battle, as the word has said. How can we? We say we want to go in the battle with the horsemen, but we cannot even deal with the footmen. So the Father is doing a work on the inside in the name of Yeshua. And as he's doing that work, if we're not going to oppose him, but we're going to stand with him in the name of Yeshua as the sword. It's cutting out because it's double-edged. The things on the inside that are not like his kingdom, that we may stand with a boldness in this hour. He said in his word that we would not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. The enemy sits around because he's ancient, like that old lion. He's not like the young lion. He's like the old lion. He's been watching for years. Even in childhood, even from the previous generation. For a certain time. But the Father has given us in a assured way. He said, confess our faults one to another, and then we shall be healed. Not only that, but once it is out in the open, who can dare stand before our God with an accusation? And we understand a judgment. Father, as you are revealing, oh God, because you said your people will be judges. But the reference to what many may say, you cannot judge me, is referencing to the motive. But we will judge evil, that evil may be destroyed, because that's not who we are. Because once we have exposed what we are, we are no longer that which the enemy attempts to place as a label. That he would attempt to come at us with at different times and seasons. The Father showed us that, as he showed us when the Lord was tempted of the enemy. So after he tried him with the last thing, which was the pride of life, having everything upon the pinnacle. So bow down before me and reject your God. And our Lord said, you shall not have the Lord our God, in the name of Yeshua. The enemy will try everything. That ancient wonder sits in the corner and he watches. But we know that our Father sits above and he looks low. So who's watching the watcher? When the enemy sits and he watching as he prowling around the line of the tribe of Judah. Stand there with a sword, and he is the wheel in the middle of the wheel that would deal with the enemy on every town, on every corner that he sits and watch. Before you knew the Lord, and even some that did not, who knew the Lord, who sought out the things that was not of the Father. This is our hour to repent, because this is the hour of laying bare. This is the hour So as I make so to make each one come before the Father. Father, this is what I did. This is what I did. And allow the cleansing and the purging and the washing and the purifying and the sanctifying in the name of Yeshua. We say we have not saw any idolatry. Now, is that not what was said during the time of Jeremiah? Did not the king say, we are not doing this? Did not Jeremiah pull back the curtain and say, what is this thing? No, so the enemy is that don't come in a new package. No, so the enemy comes he does not come with anything new, but he just come with a new package. So he's coming with the idolatries and a different type of package. No, so same demons. That's why he said, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. The fruitless deeds of darkness. Those deeds are demons. Why did he say that they're fruitless? Because that tree does not bear fruit. That fruit is dead. That's why when the Lord passed by, that tree was not doing what it was ordained to do. He cursed it, and it was plucked up. It was cut off and rooted out. When we're at that point where it does not matter what men think, whatever we did before, whatever we did yesterday, whenever you come before the Father and say, Father, this is who I am, I'm asking that you will go on the inside. Did he not say beat the body under? Did he not say resist? Not to the devil, but before you can resist any devil, you must first submit to the Lord God Almighty. You cannot resist anything until you have submitted. And once you have submitted, you're allowing him to deal with the things on the inside in the name of Yeshua, and you are joining with him. So when you feel that uneasiness as the will in the middle of the will is on the inside, dealing with the things of the forces of darkness, you may feel uneasy, but once he's finished with the work, you will come out like David did when he came out with a dance. That caused his clothes to fall off. See, it wasn't like the situation with him laying bare. In an expose, but his clothes came off because now he had been purified. He was likened unto what he was prior to the fall. He could not see that because he was covered by the Spirit of God. Those that saw him who attempted to laugh at him and mock him, they didn't even realize that they were staining their own destiny. They caused their destiny to now be laid barren because they were judging the motive. That's what the Father is talking about. We're not talking about judging evil because we judge evil just like our Lord judged evil, but the person came out intact when they received what the Lord was saying. It did not say that we did not go through anything because the three Hebrew boys went through something. They were in a land that was opposing the truth. But when they came before the Father and they yielded to him, even though they were in the fire, they came out without a stench of smoke because they had already gone before the Father and said, Father, this is where we were. So this is what we was. And so the Father cleansed on the inside. Thank you, Father, that you're doing the work, oh God, in the midst of us, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Not one can stand before the Lord, even if we say we were good, because the Father said in his word, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags before his throne. throne. Thank you now, Father, that you're doing that work of the cleansing, the washing, the purging, the purifying, and the sanctifying. That we may go, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, as you told Joshua, you will drive out the Amalekites. You're going to drive out the Moabites. You're going to drive out the Amalekites. Every item, because you would raise up the beings that will be there will be like horses to drive them out. It doesn't matter how big the situation or the circumstance is. Our God is eternal, and what he did yesterday, he will do it today and forever. We may not understand, oh God, that the new wrapping of the spirit of idolatry is the different types of lying wonders. When they come on in, an uncanny valley, that thing that looks human-like, but it's to draw you into a place where it has you bobbing to the sound, the same sound, as it was in Babylon. No, so that they can't, you know, is the warning going on. We think that avatar is nothing, but it's a new wrapping. I'm telling you, it is a new wrapping. It is a wrapping of idolatry that will draw you into the metaverse. I'm not so a warning is going out in the land. I'm about to come out from it. Come out from it. It is a trap. It is a trap. It is a trap. Not so late. Limit of a course. Not a penny. Sunny penna. Not a Sunday. But my father, that you will send Michael, the archangel that will fight on behalf of the people of the living God, that will fight on behalf of us. But none of us are because you say concerning the kings, you will place them in chains of irons and the nobles instead of the no, you will place the kings in chains and their nobles instead of iron. Father, we asking that you will send Michael, the archangel, to fight for the cause of Ekete, that your word may go forth. It does not matter what country, whatever the things are that drew and lured you and those that sit. As Paul said, I see the wolves, some are in, and some are waiting for me to leave to come in. To twist the word of God. But the Father gave us the authority. Because he said, concerning the rock, that is the truth, that is the Lord, himself, that the Father calls the word of God. That he set above all his name. He will deal with. Because he said, that the gates of hell will not be able to prevail. Those gates are demons. Each one of those gates are demons. But we call upon Michael, the archangel, to come with the other archangels. But we stand together against the forces of darkness, against the spirit of Nimrod. We take authority over the spirit of the Ananuki, that fallen one. We take the sword of the spirit straight into the eye of that serpent. No, that was the because he knows in this battle, he had to utilize the ones that were lapped up the water like a dog, because that dog is constantly looking around him. No weapon that has been formed against him. My brothers and sisters will prosper. No weapon, not the debate that is formed against will prosper. It will not prosper. We assign Psalms 35, the net that you set for them. You will fall in your own net. In the name of Yeshua, every satanic wonder that you came against the daughters of Zion, no, we decree and declare in this hour, that is seducing trappings. You are not only exposed, but you are destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. No, sir, we're not talking about a strange fire. We're talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit. When we send the presence of the Spirit of living God into the places of darkness, wickedness, and deception. That we see free those that were bound like the men of Gadara. Those that went with torture and fell to the ground, and the enemy often threw them in the fire. We command those demons to come out, and we decree and declare in this hour there was a feeling with the fruit of the Spirit. And Father God, we give your name the glory. I thank you even now for every leap that you're strengthening them in this hour, that you're girding them up in this hour. For the word of God said, gird up your loins. We are to prepare for the battle. He said, gird up your loins, because the loins is a place that the enemy would attempt to try to seduce it. So we're going to gird up the loins, that nothing unclean strap itself to the loins, trying to seduce you out of the place where you will set your mouth and not say what God has said to say. But we're girding up the loins in this hour in the name of Yeshua. And we shut down the silencing of the lambs and all the lambs. You didn't know, devil, in the name of Yeshua, that the silencing was an obedience that our Lord did, because he went not. And he didn't say a word, because if you had known who he was, you would not have crucified him. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are, Lord God, revealing to us, Lord God, the victory in this hour. And Lord, we bless your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name forever in this hour, Lord God. Warning, warning, warning to the old day worker. Come out of what you're in. The father said, come out. Not to the back wall. Send it to yellow. Expose the thing. And Father will deliver. And so he will set you free. And he will fill you, Marco, with his fruit. Oh, my Father, God, I give your name the glory, the honor. Oh, my Father, did not the man of God dare once he was set free? So had a opportunity to go and tell those in the city. They wanted him to shut up and leave. They wanted the Lord to leave. That's the way the people of God will be. They will want you to shut up and leave. But in this hour, we will speak what thus said the Lord. That people may be set free to worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Father God, you are Almighty, and besides you there is none other. Father, I give your name the glory both now and forever. I worship you and extol you. I lift you up and exalt you both now and forever, Father. We bless thy holy name.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m. prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m. monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988. Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word.
tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am Dr. Laron Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We're located in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street, centerpiece of City of Harvey. Welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on today. Thank God for you being part of this broadcast and connecting with us for such a time as this. Surely, don't take it lightly, but God is revealing to us in this season, revealing to those who want to know truth more than the false, wants to know what God is saying more than creating and establishing what they think the Lord is saying. There are many voices out there in the world, so we really need to know what God is speaking to us with understanding and with clarity. Because in the time that we're in, the enemy is using everything in his arsenal to fool the mind of God's people. And he's doing whatever he can to try to change the mindset and the thoughts of God's people. So it's important for us to know what the Lord is saying, and what the Lord is revealing, and what the Lord is speaking to his son and to his daughter. It's very important that we continue to stay in a vein of understanding what God is saying and what God is speaking and the timing that we are in. And as I tell everybody, prophetically, we are indeed a prophet in our life. Someone that's going to reveal to the world and reveal to God's people what is going on around us, what is going on in our life, what is going on in the world, so we won't miss what God is trying to say to us. I think it's a time to really understand detail what the enemy scheming and plan for most of our lives. That's to understand what he's trying to do to the lives of God's people, to bring God's people into knowing the truth about the world, and knowing the truth about events that are going on in the world. The enemy assignment and the mandate of him is to kill, and to destroy. So whatever the enemy can do in his power, he will do that to stop God's word from manifesting itself through his vessels that are available to be used in this time or in this dispensation. God knows what we need. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors, prayer warriors, and ministry gift who God used so faithfully to release the oil of the word of God to us and to allow the word of the Lord God to have free course. We thank God for you, for me, and you on today. I don't take it lightly, those powerful vessels that God will use to release the word of God to his people. Certainly we bless the Lord for you on today and allowing the Lord to use you and release the word through prayer, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, word of exhortation, to bring the word of God alive. I'm going to deal with something today that the Lord put in my spirit. I'm gonna do a little decoding today. I'm gonna share today, and I'm gonna break some things down for you. Many of you will follow me and go into the Word of the Lord God from the Book of Amos. Follow me in the Book of Amos if you would, and in the Book of Amos, go with me to the Book of Amos if you would. Follow me in the Book of Amos, Book of Amos, chapter number 3. Amos chapter number 3. You get it? You staying with me? Connect with me today. You're going to have to buckle your seatbelt up for this one, because I want to go to the roots of some things. So men and women of God, where you're standing in your life, and I won't be able to finish all today. I'm just going to give you some of it. Please share with others that they may bless those of you who receive information. Please share. I'm telling you, this is going to be very pertinent for your life right now and for what's getting ready to happen, I told people, in the next 90 days. So you don't want to be lost concerning what I'm revealing today. So you have to follow me, and what you're following me, I'm going to share some information. When you get your word, follow me in the Book of Amos, chapter number 3, Amos 3, and we're going to deal with Amos 3 and 1, and this is going to bless you and open you up to more information specific details and information that many of you know. Now, I'm going to be doing some decoding so you can understand what I'm giving you. It's going to give you information of events or how language usage has been used over centuries to deceive those who don't have knowledge of its origin or its original. Now, let me read this for many of you so you can understand where I'm going with this, okay? You have to buckle your seatbelt up. Now, I'm going to say this. For many of you, I want you to understand this. Thank you once again, Evangelist, for releasing, open up those portals and spiritual realm. Thank you, men and women of God who follow me. Now, do not mistake the presence of darkness as an absence of God. Whatever you do, do not mistake it. Do not mistake it. The presence of darkness as an absence of God. God allows darkness to exist so that light can exist through it. And when you look at the number four, you have to look at it from its origin, from Genesis. Genesis simply means the gene, the brain, the mind, the gene. When you get Genesis, it means gene, genius of the mind, the smarts, and the talent. Okay? So now Amos 3 and 1, I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to take you to the Word of God in Revelation, I believe it's 19 and 10. Let's go over to Genesis first, and I'm going to read some information so that many of you in these next several weeks will know what you're doing, what the world is doing to you, and what the world's playing in, the plot to create the genocide for human life, the genocide. And when you understand how things are done from the standpoint of etymology, write that word down, and historicity. Etymology and historicity. Etymology is word uses. Historicity takes you back to its origin, to its original place. Now, if you don't understand historicity, etymology will control you, and then anything after that, they can dominate you if you don't study, if you're not studying the Word of God, if you're not getting into the Word of God, or if you allow anyone to dictate your life. Okay, let's go over to the book of Amos chapter number 3, Amos chapter 3, and we're going to deal with verse number 1, Amos 3 and 1. Now, this is Amos. This is part of what we call the prophetic books. Now, Amos is a very powerful book. Amos pronounced the judgment and God's judgment against Israel's northern kingdom divide for its complacency, idolatry, and oppression to the poor. God is speaking to the people to expound and let them know because of their choices and decisions, that's where they're at right now. Notice that. Because of their choices and because of their decisions, they are where they're at. All right? Now go ahead and share with others. Okay. Now, to understand this, Amos is explaining, God is explaining to Israel, northern kingdom, and then to God's people everywhere. Now, Amos 3 and 1. Here's what he says here. Now, I've been sharing from the book of Daniel. So those who have followed me from the book of Daniel will understand that the book of Daniel is a very powerful book. The what we call prophetic books. It's considered a major prophet. So Daniel is considered a major prophet. But being a major prophet, this book allows you to understand the government or world government. So Isaiah, you get Jeremiah, you get Lamentation, you get Ezekiel, you get Daniel. We've been teaching from Daniel. We're going to move from Daniel, but we're not going to move from the point of Daniel. Because chapter 2, Daniel is so gifted and so talented in chapter number 2 that Daniel, chapter 1, because Daniel did not eat at the table of Nebuchadnezzar, and he refused to eat at the table. It was the purpose of it is to allow him to stay specifically in the place of keeping his body under subjection to its origin or to the original thing for which God designed for his body to be. And because he did not eat of the king's meat, of the Babylonian meat, he was able in 10 days with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said their body was 10 times greater than those who ate from the table of Nebuchadnezzar. So when he came into the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, saw him, and when he saw him, he saw their countenance bright. They were wise, they were smart, they were talented individuals. Then, in that particular chapter, the word of the Lord God said, after they were 10 times wiser, Nebuchadnezzar used them and promoted them. Chapter 2 opens them up to let the world know and the people know that these men who were slaves were not slaves in their mind. They were far greater than those of their same kind, sort, culture, background, history. So they were changed and they were brilliant. And then Daniel, the word of the Lord God said, Daniel was brilliant in what? Dreams and vision. So in Daniel, his gift brought him to the place of understanding visions and understanding dreams. Okay? So let's move into this so you can understand where I'm going to take this today. All right. Amos 3 and verse number 1. Is that hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up out of the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all of the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for your iniquity. Now, he says this. He said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, if you read that and you don't understand what we call English language terms, you don't understand verb, adverb, adjective, preposition, conjunction. You don't understand comma, semicolon. You'll miss it. Now, that was a question mark. You see at the end, it's a question mark there. He said, how could two walk together except they be agreed? That's a question that has been asked. Then, after the question been asked, he goes in to let us know, will a lion roar in a forest when there is no prey? These are questions. Will a young lion cry out of a den if he has nothing? That's a question. Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there is no gin for him? That's a question. Shall one take a snare from the earth and have taken nothing? That's a question. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? That's a question. Shall there be an evil in a city and the Lord has not done it? Those are questions. These are all questions. Now, verse 7, here's where you did not see a question mark. He says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. Then he said, the lion has roared. Who will not fear? The question. The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? The question. Now, I'm going to stop there, and I want to take us to understand this verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. He's a revealer of the secrets. He's a revealer of the phenomena of his word. He's a revealer of that so men and women can understand. When God speaks to his servant, the prophet, he's revealing those secrets so that men and women of God will not be fooled if a lion roars. They won't be fooled if a bird flies. They won't be fooled by demonic spirits that will be operating in different events. Now, let me take it to you to Revelation chapter 19, Revelation 19. and verse 10. Now, and I fell at Revelation 19, and this is verses 10, is what he said. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus, Yeshua, is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy, the C-Y. Prophesy is the S-Y. C and S-Y. Now, I'm going to take, let's go over to the word of God from, let's do Matthew 10, and let's do verse number 10 and 41, because most people really need understanding of what's getting ready to happen. As a end-time apostolic prophet in the land, what I'm doing is I'm preparing all of you that are following me to really understand what's getting ready to befall many of us who does not have a prophet in their life, and who, the proper prophet, the mature seasoned prophet, who are able to break down what we call the historicity of the etymology, because historicity takes you to its origin. Etymology is a little different, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. Okay, let's go. Let's go to 10 and 40, Matthew 10 and 40, and hear what he said. Now, this is Matthew 10 and 40. It says, he that receiveth you receiveth me. Now, whoever receiveth you, who serve God, love God, follow God, submitted to God, obedience to the things of God, based upon where they at in God. Because there are some of us, we obedient to God, we serve God, but if we may have a lack of knowledge in the area. And so that lack of knowledge, because in maturity, we may say something, and it may not be God. That's why the grace of God kicks in. It's called prophetic grace. So many people that speaks out of turn, that's a prophet, that actually is a prophet or operating a prophet, it's because of a lack of maturity. That's why it's important to have apostolic oil and people over your life that will cover your prophetic grace. My bishop, before he left, he was the apostolic covering over me. And if I erred, he was able to allow the grace on his life to cover me in errors that I made. So if I was immature, his covering was important. So many people are uncovered. So when they err, they have no covering. And most of us say, well, God is my covering. So when you err, the judgment of God falls on you because you had no covering, because you said God would cover you. And so since you uncovered and you don't want nobody, no authority on earth to cover you, God now makes decisions. And most of your penalties come from God because you're not willing to submit yourself under authority. I hope that makes sense to somebody. Because some people say, man, God is judging me. Who's your covering? Well, God is my covering. Well, God is judging you, the wrath of God. See, I'd rather have a man to judge me than God. If God judge you, you in trouble. Because when God judgment comes, that's a different place than just having a leader under you to say, son, daughter, you made the wrong choice. And then people gonna get upset. Well, they offended me. Well, I thank God that God loves me enough to put a leader over me to help me and correct me instead of saying God is my judge. Because think about it. If God is covering you and no man cover you, and you make a mistake and you error, who's going to judge you? God, because you said he is the one that's your judge. You the one said it. So when the wrath of God falls on you, it fell on you from that place. Because God is the judge over your decision, because you said out of your mouth. The mouth is a powerful thing when you speak of that place. Let me read on down. He says, so he that receiveth me, receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth who? Him that sent me. So Elohim is the ultimate power. And he said, those who receive you, receive who? Receive him. Those who receive him receive who? The person that he sent to you. Now, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. Now, when you read it in the Greek, it means access, door, or way. When the prophet speaks to you, it opens up a door for access to getting a wage or a wage. You know how you work for a wage? You get a wage. You are paid for receiving what you release or what God released through his servant, the prophet. Look at somebody say, he's going somewhere today. Today. I'm going somewhere today. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. He that received the righteous man in the name of the righteous man shall receive the righteous man reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of the disciple. Now, this disciple word is considered, the word means learners of him. Verily I say to you, ye shall no wise lose your reward or your wage, It's important to understand when you talk about wage or reward, you have to talk about the power of having access to information and data or things that's released. Let me give you a perfect example of something I'm going to share with you all so you can, this is going to bless many of you all today. Now, many of you all in the world, everybody in the world, the United States government gave everybody in the world, and you heard it from the president of the United States. He said, we're giving 400 million masks out. For what? For free. Y'all write that down. He's giving 400 million masks to the world for free. 400 million masks to the world for free. Okay. For somebody in their mind, they say, whoa, we got all these masks that's going to be given to us for free. Now, are you ready for me to break down the code? I'm going to break down the code of the K95, and I'm going to break down the code of the N95. And I'm going to break it down so you can understand what they was telling you from its origin or from what we call eugenics. Eugenics were high-ranking families in the world. These were high-ranking families that were established during a period of what we call the classical period, literally the Greek classical period. And out of this time, they understood that they would use codes. We understood the codes before them, the original people, the Phoenician people, before we came, Africa. We're taking you back. Look at somebody say, he's taking us back to its origin. And I'm going to take you down through the process to understand where you are at right now today. And because pulpits and because the knowledge that is contained, not just in the Bible, but the revelation and the secrets of the Word of God will show you and explain to you where you are at today and why we make decisions from emotions and not from its origin. Why we make decisions from our feelings and not from its origin. Why we make decisions based upon where we at in our emotions instead of hearing from God to make the solid decision to save our lives, okay? So I'm already taking you there. We're almost there. Now, when God sends a prophet into your life or into a city, now we're not talking about what we see today, because all Old Testament prophets received from God because there was no mediation in terms of frequency. They heard exactly from God. When you look at Old Testament prophets, all of them heard from God. So they didn't have Yeshua or mediation between. New Testament prophets, all of them perceive and receive is different. Because when you receive, you're going through one frequency. Perceive means one frequency too. However, because many does not receive from what God said, we perceive, we guess, we try to figure it out, we think it, we assume it. But in the Old Testament, all the prophets in the Old received from God. God talked specifically to those prophets. New Testament prophets, we perceive. We'll try to figure it out, guessing, and say, I believe it is. Or when God reveals something to you, you sit there, you think for 20 minutes and 40 minutes, and half the time you get off, or you say, well, I got to pray about it. So you see all of those things. Old Testament prophets didn't do any of that. When God spoke, that solidified eternity and released intact. All new prophets, we perceive, because the demonic spirits and forces in the earth realm means that the veil was ripped. We have access to go in and out of the presence of God. Now, going access in and out of the presence of God means that we have to know that in the presence of God is fullness of joy, information, and data. But we go into the presence of God. Many people go into the presence of God with emotions, feelings, and what they think. They go into the presence without understanding that you will hear many voices that will speak to you in that presence. And you prophetically have to pick up the exact word of what God said in that presence. So, for example, sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than three baseball fields. Sound is very powerful, pivotal. Sound moves at 300,000 of an instant. Light moves at 600,000 of an instant. So imagine light and sound, frequency and depth of being able to hear from God. Just imagine all of those dimensions of sound and light is in you. And if you have coronavirus, which is the crown that covers the halo of your frequency in your brain, which is the gene interrupted by the word coronavirus, when they already gave you the drink of corona in a city of corona, they created the drink, you can drink it. They created the city so you can live in it. Now they established the thought in your mind so you can believe in it. So you have those three-dimensional places to be manipulated in. So they gave you the drink, Corona, the beer. They created the city, Corona, to live. They gave you the virus, Corona, the virus. All part of the pandemic to get you where you are at today. Now, let's go into understanding, because I've already broken down the systems of the codes for 2020. 2020 was a strategic year. And I have to tell you, keep your eye once again on the royal family. There is a showdown getting ready to hit the land. Keep your eye focused on the White House. Keep your eye tent on the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church. And keep your eye focused on China and the foreign countries, okay? Now, we know that the K95 was made by what? China, okay? So it was already made by China. Now, I'm going to take you up to something so you'll be able to understand this. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. He that receiveth the righteous man in the name of the righteous man receiveth the righteous man reward. Now, to go to the prophet, that's the second 41. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. The Greek word for prophet means wage or access. Access to something. You have access to a wave. You have access and you have communication to get what you need in the wages. All right, let's move on down to take you into this. All right. Now, we're taking you, I'm going to explain this to you, and we have to pick up for some of you. Last week, we shared some very powerful things. Now, I'm going to explain to you the word etymology. Etymology, E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y, etymology, 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 okay? Etymology is the study of origins of words, okay? Etymology is the study of origins of words and the way which their meaning. Now listen to this, the way which their meaning has changed throughout history. That's etymology. Etymology is the study of the origins of words, and the way in which their meaning have changed throughout history. The origin of a word and the historical development of its meaning. So what it tells you about etymology if you do not know the origin of a word from its original word, then what you get out of words is the usage based upon what people give you, what people teach you, what people want you to know. Etymology. If you don't understand historicity and understand etymology, etymology, let me say it again, it's the study of the origin of words and in the way in which its meaning has changed throughout history. So words have changed and have changed, even like the Bible. The Bible is not infallible. It's a translation. There's translation of the word of God. In other words, in history, you know how many of you see all the new Bibles, the NIV, the Word Study, all of these different Bibles you read. Those are translations, and they do it so that you can understand it easier without going into the depths of the revelation or God's revealing it to you. I'll make it easier for you to make it easier to understand it, but the revelation of it that reveals events from God, the revealing of it, you will miss it if you don't tap into its origin. You'll get a translation and you say, oh, this is the word of God, and you'll give it to other people and it take out all meaning. It'll take out its original meaning. It'll make it comfortable for you to understand it, and you'll say, oh, this is the word of God. And then we'll have people reading this Bible and that Bible. And it's, it's much easier to read. Yeah, it's much easier to read based upon where you're at in your mindset. Look what Dr. King said. Rarely do we have men that are willing to engage in hard, solid thinking. It's a universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains a man more than having to think. What do he mean? To think requires one, intellect, the dialect, the dialogue, and the very substratum of the brain to open you up to study and go inside and pull out the knowledge and the information that God originated for your life and for the lives of the people who you will communicate in earth reality. And when you understand that, it brings you to understanding exactly to the details of things that are going on in the world. And in all of us, we are eternities carrying the kingdom of God, but only in time. Everybody, all of us are spirits covered by human flesh. We're covered. Now, let me take you to understanding etymology from this place. Etymology of the modern Hebrew word, almost all Hebrew words are built upon root letters called shorosh, which means root, and are formed in small words. Small manipulation can create many different but related meanings. Okay? I gave you the Hebrew word of etymology so you can understand it. Now, I'm going to take you over to understand what we call historicity. Historicity, that means history, the exact, the origin. Historicity is the historical authenticity, the actual events, actuality of a person, event, meaning, quality of being, part of history, as opposed to being a historical myth, legend, or fiction. Historicity deals with past as it relates to the factual status and denote history, activity, authenticity, faculty, and focus on true values of knowledge claimed about the past. Most theoretical characteristics of historicity as a dimension of all natural phenomena that takes place in space and time. In other words, when you tap into dimensions, you tap into a space. You tap into a place, space. Give you a perfect example. In the Word of God from John 14, he talks about the Father's house. And when he speaks about that in John, I want to go over there so you can have clarity of what he says there. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Now, in my Father's house are many mansions." What do you mean here? If you understand the word mansion, in the Greek, it means a space or a place. So in my Father's house are many places, spaces. So when you hear about in my Father's house are many mansions, a mansion is a huge place that houses spaces and rooms. So in my Father's house are many dimensions. Dimensions deal with places and spaces. So when I talk about the dimensions here and historicity, I'm talking about as a dimension of all natural phenomena that takes place in a space and a time. Other scholars characterize it as an attribute reserved for certain human phenomena. Did you hear that? Certain human phenomena. In other words, what the scholars are saying, only those who tap into the privilege of God or in the privilege of the knowledge of the phenomena will be able to ascertain such knowledge and information. But if you're not connected to such knowledge and information, you will only accept what has been told to you from the presenter. The presenter is anyone that you choose to listen to based upon what you don't know. If you don't know anything and the presenter share with you what they want you to know based upon their knowledge that they have, and if it's not true, you believe the knowledge because you trust the presenter. What am I meaning? If your presenter operates ancient spirits of Nimrod and Baal, an ancient society that operate outside the substratum of God's plan, then it's operating in another deity. If you serve any other deities outside Elohim Supreme, you have officially allowed that presenter to fool you of the secret codes which is in your life and the mystery of what you can walk, breathe, and live for your life. You can move into mortality or immortality. You can live forever based upon the information that's presented to you. There's things in all of us that is so phenomenal that you can never lose if you tap into the right presenter. The presenter of Elohim takes you back to the original information in the data of human life. And the presenter, if the presenter serves any other deity, that means the information is going to come out as fact until truth shows up. Because it's a fact. You don't know it. You go along with it. But when the truth shows up, that's why the word of truth shows up, it opens you up to a level in God that you will contradict the norm. You will become, and you will move into a space of God where you will become fearless. Fear does not grip a man or woman who knows truth about their life and their ability and their reasoning. Most of us over the last several decades have followed presenters that are just presentation of what we call charisma, what we call Was it another term I could use? Charisma means people who have charisma, charismatic. That's what you get the charismatic word out of, people with charisma. And when you follow people who have got charisma, it's because, wow, they got the talent. They can flow. They can move. They do everything in the great. That's charisma. When you follow the teacher or master, which means teacher, those who are teaching the word of God, then it's bringing you into the knowledge of the teaching. Now, most teachers, what they do is when they teach you, they open up the knowledge that you already have inside you, allow you to think and take you to the realm of a thinker. It opens you up knowledge and understanding of what's already in you. But the teacher presents the secret codes through the sound of her or him. What am I saying? A presenter or a teacher who presents the mystery of the kingdom of God, when he opens you up and you receive it, immediately you get the wage of what that knowledge is, because it now allows you to close the gap of what the place that the enemy housed, the place that principalities and power control, the place that manipulated you, the place that can deceive you, because you come into the knowledge of the truth of a matter, and once you come into the knowledge of the truth, much is given, much is required. So the more you come into the knowledge of the truth of an event, then the more you make the solid decision, and then outside people who have been influencing the world to make decisions based upon emotion, you made decisions based on his presence. When you operate in his presence, emotional people cannot control you, because when you're in the presence of God, you move in a spiritual dimension in God. And when you operate in the dimension of God, anything in the emotion will not move you from the place of power, authority, and preeminence in the presence of God. Because when you tap into the presence of God, anybody that moves in emotion and go through emotional swings, they cannot move you out of the presence of God. It could be 10,000 people that are dealing with emotion, but if you're in the presence of God, you're dealing with reasoning. Do you know Adolf Hitler said something? He said, I use emotion for the masses. I use reasoning for the few. When you operate in reasoning, you operate in the present, because you're opening up to the knowledge of why and what, and you questioning the integrity of the presenter. But emotional people are only caught up in the hype of things, and they miss what God really want to say to them in the natural events that are going on in the world that exists. So most people who are in ministry or operate in different gifts, they operate on the gift that they have based upon their level of maturity. When you operate under the anointed, you operate in the smearing of experience, because you're now mature enough to speak to those dimensions or speak from the dimension in the spirit realm. When you operate under the anointing, you operate in realms where you have authority over the power of the princes of the air, the sounds of the air. You operate over those dimensions of where demonic spirits house. When you operate in that level there, then you have the authority to make decisions in spaces that does not exist. You tap into those spaces. So in my Father's house are many dimensions or spaces. You're filling spaces in the spiritual realm so you can release knowledge in the natural phenomena of God. You operate in the phenomena of God. That's why it's good to understand theology. It's good to understand Christology. It's good to understand pneumatology. It's good to understand soteriology. It's good to understand angelology, demonology, harshology. But it's powerful to understand phenomenology. That means phenomenology means I tap into the realm where sound dictates my presence and not eyesight. I can hear sound and I can detect that it's connected to the knowledge of God, and I can speak from the phenomenology. Most great healers in ministry who operate in healing ministry, when people come into their services, they don't see sick people. They don't see broken people. They don't see crippled people. They see the spirit that crippled the people. You just missed the revelation. And most great healers, when people come into their services, they don't see crippled people. They don't see lame people. They don't see cancer people. They see the spirit that housed the individual. So whatever that spirit is that housed in your life, the phenomena allows that man or woman of God who operate in healing ministry to detect what demon spirit in that place or in that dimension that's controlling the substratum of the organs in your body. You flow to understand what's
going on in the organs of the body of that person. So when they come into the service, they don't have to lay hands on people. They come into the service because they control that dimension. And when you walk in that service where he's at, that prophet or that man who healed have power over that dimension. You walk into a dimension and your body is healed. You tap into the dimension where that body is healed. People want their shadow to heal. No, you tap into the dimension. If you tap into the dimension of where that man is, then you receive supernatural healing. He don't have to lay hands. He don't have to slap a coat around. He don't have to hit you. He don't have to blow his breath on you. All he has to do is come into the presence. When you walk into the presence, there's a victory. When you walk into the presence, supernatural things happen. When you walk into the presence, miracle happens because he has a dimension. And when you tap into that dimension or that presence, anything in that dimension has no power because that man or woman of God has a place in God where he has the dimension and he houses. Demon spirits cannot get into that. Demon spirits have no access. They are landlocked because the man or woman of God is operating in a dimension in the spirit realm, and no one else can tap into that spirit realm. So when they walk into that spirit realm, that man can get out of that wheelchair. That woman can walk. That woman will be healed. Cancer will be eradicated out of the body. That's why in certain dimensions of when I travel and minister, if people tap into that dimension, there are things I never have to do. All I have to stand up is teach the word of God. I can lay hands and minister. But in that dimension, you are delivered. In that dimension, things happen. In that dimension, people are set free. Some of you right now, you tapped into a dimension just now. Something happened to you. Speak of what you want God to do in that dimension. If you tap into that dimension, there's a level of God that happened to your life. That's why you got to stay away from people controlling your ear. He who controls your hearing controls your future. That is why distraction is moving, messing up the dimension that men and women of God want to tap into. If you tap into this dimension today, and I prophesy into your life right now, and you tap into this dimension, by this time tomorrow, that means it's set in motion a dimension. It can happen 1 hour, about this time tomorrow. When it tomorrow comes, that means it's solid and set. What I did, I tapped you into a dimension. And when you tap into the dimension, he said, by this time tomorrow, when a shekel of flour be sold in the gate of Samaria, 2 shekels of barley. What do that mean? The moment that prophet speaks, it opens up a dimension. And it solidifies the next day. Because once he taps into that dimension, he starts overruling the principality and power. He goes and starts taking authority over the dimension. And he has to war with the fallen angels to finalize the dimension. You open up the dimension and it concludes by tomorrow. So when he spoke it, he said, by this time tomorrow with a shekel of flour be sold in the gate and 2 shekels of barley. And the Lord for which the king leans don't answer it, the man of God. He said, if it would be. The man of God never said if. He said, about this time tomorrow. What did he say? He shut down Kronos and opened up Kairos. Immediately, what the man was scheduled in, he moved into eternity where he was presented in because he tapped into a dimension. And many of us, we don't tap into a dimension because we depend on people to tap in. You don't need to tap in. All you have to do is go into the presence. When I speak and open up the spiritual floodgates, you can tap into that dimension in the spirit realm. You can tap into that realm, and you can flow in the spirit realm. That's why people want to control you. But when I speak as a prophet, I loose you into what's on your own life. You will flow in your own dimension. That's why jealousy, strife, and envy are people who don't know how to tap into the dimension. They see what you do. They want to be like you. That's why you got to be careful of the cloning systems in this next 90 days. Tapping into the dimension. I want to bring my people into understanding the dimensions of God and the place of God. Be able to tap into the very substratum of the things of God. I want to bring you into the dimension. Now, let me take you into understanding the 400 million mass. Now, you ready for this? Look at everybody. So I'm ready for this. Now, they gave K95 and they gave M95, okay? Now, let's go into understanding this. I went into some Greek studies of alphabets. Now, I'm going to read this to you so you can understand. Many of you are going to understand this. Y'all ready? Okay. The origin, now listen to this. The origin of alphabet was developed by what? The Semitic people living in or near Egypt. Now listen to this. Based on the idea of developing by the Egyptians, but used their own specific symbols. It quickly adopted by the neighbors and relatives to do what? In the east and the north. The Canaanites, the Hebrew, and the Phoenicians, these Phoenicians spreaded their alphabets to other people of the Near East and Asia Minor, as well as Arabs, Greeks, and Etruscans, and as a far west as what present-day Spain. Now, stay with me. The letters and the names on the left are the ones used by the Phoenicians. The letters on the right are possibly earlier versions. If you don't recognize the letter, keep in mind, I'm just sharing you the knowledge, that they have since been reversed. So a lot of things have been changed. That's where we go to etymology. And since the Phoenician wrote from where? The Phoenician write from, here's my hand, based upon your left. They write from right. They go from right to left. We write from left to right. So when you switch words around, you'll understand how words usage is when the Bible talks about a certain date and time, and you just flip the word around. For example, let me give you a perfect example. 9/11. If you understand, many people don't know that 9/11 is in the Bible. Y'all don't know 9/11 is in the Bible? Okay, let me share something with you about 9/11. I'm going to take you to 9/11. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 9. You ready? Revelation, chapter 11, verse 9. Let's go to Revelation 11. Let's go to Revelation, chapter 11. Revelation, chapter 11. Revelation, chapter 11, and verse 9. Okay, Revelation 11 and 9. You ready? Revelation 11 and 9. Now, if you understand it, just flip it around. You get 9:11. Now, look. And they of the people of the kindred and tongues and nation shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in grave. That's 9:11. 9:11 was established. It's already biblical. Those people who died in 9/11 could not be buried in graves, could they? No, absolutely not. Look, let me read it again. 9/11. I just decoded 9/11. So what I'm telling you is I'm decoding this now. Isn't it interesting that the United States government will send people to my house to try to figure this mine out because they thought I got information from other people? No, I'm breaking secret codes so you can have the knowledge of information of what's getting ready to befall you in the midst of the genocide that was already established in the 2020 calendar year by the Golgarian system against the Judaic calendar of events. So many of you have to understand what's getting ready to befall you in this dispensation of time. Now you have the Supreme Court that's overruling things. The reason why they're overruling the things is because our melon was chosen, but their melon is dying too. So if a people see that their melon is dying just as much as your melon, they change the rules. See, what you thought, what the enemy would try to do to you, God will turn it on them. And when it start affecting them, they change the rules. See, you can't change. So most of us who didn't go along with either of the rules, we're the benefit of not being 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, and 2027. Because by that time period, you will see many men and women of God that will start operating in a zombie syndrome in the earth realm. Unquote. Follow me and you will know what I'm talking about. Let me go on deeper. All right? Now, here's what he said. Okay. Now listen to this. You'll understand this by and by. Look at somebody and say, you'll understand it by and by. All right. Now listen to it. Let me go further in this so you can understand. And they shall dwell upon the earth and shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts to one another because of these prophets tormenting them that dwelleth on the earth. So you have to understand those spirits and those false spirits of those countries laughed at us because of what? Because they knew what they was planning for 9/11, 2020 or 2001. Now, most of you who survived 2021, you are in the most pivotal times of your life right now, unquote. You are at the most pivotal crossroad of your entire life at this very moment. Hearing my voice today, and please share it with others so that they can have. You at the most pivotal times of your life,
but you got to be careful in these next 90 to 120 days, quote unquote. Okay, let me take you back over. Let's go here. Now, let me go back to giving you the information. Now, all right, so if I deal with the alphabet, let me just say to you, let me take you to understanding, let's do what K95 means. Now, if I go K95, think about it. A, B, C, D, E, that's five. F, G, H, I, J, K, that's 11. Now, what do you get? You get the number 11 from the K. 11 means chaos and mastery. It means chaos. So if K means chaos in the alphabet, let's know what the K mean in its origin. You ready? Y'all going to be blessed today. You can go get your offering tray and go in the source today. You ain't got to go nowhere else. You can source me right here. Now watch it. Listen to this. In the alphabet, in the Greek alphabet, but I'm taking you to its origin. So I'm taking you to the origin. So I'm taking you to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I'm taking you down. You ready? Okay. Now, in the Aleph, the ox begin as the image of an ox here. That's the alphabet, the number one alphabet, presented in the what we call glottal, stop before a vowel. The Greek need vowel symbols, use it for what? The alpha. That's what they call it, the alpha. The Roman use of the A. Now, I'm showing you the Phoenician, and I'm showing you what? I'm showing you the Greek. I'm showing you the original, and I'm showing you the Greek. So I'm taking you down through each, but I don't have time to take you down to each. I'm going to take you to each. I'm going to go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, 10, 11. Okay, I'm taking you to the 11. Now, I'm taking you to number 11. That's the alphabet. That's the K alphabet. So you can understand the event. So I'm going to go down real quickly. I'm going to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Okay. Now, here's what that alphabet means in the Greek. You ready? Now, this word is ka, which what you get is kappa. Kappa, you know, all the fraternities that people follow, because one of my leaders, when I break down fraternities, people understand what they become part of, and those who are part of fraternities, you just study what you're part of. I know that what they do in those fraternities, they do charity, they do events, they have their clique, they have dinners and all that. But go back to its origin. All right, okay. Now I'm taking you to the word. Now, this word in the actual Greek or its origin, the symbol of it. I'm gonna try to break it down so people can see the symbol. Okay. Look, all right, so when you understand this symbol is the hollow or the palm of the hand. It's the hollow or the palm of the hand. Was adopted by the Greek kappa, and passed on to the Roman. So the hollow of the hand, to understand the hollow. My hand, listen to this, my hand controls. That's what it is, the hand, the hollow of the hand, the hollow of the hand. Now we're down to 11 to really understand. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to go down from that. The hollow of the hand or the hollow of the palm of the hand was adopted by the Greek, the kappa, the K, and passed on to the Roman. Now, let me take you down. Let me make sure I got it right, because I don't want to miss it, because I want to make sure I got everything correct for the people. So I'm going to go down, because with these glasses, I want to make sure I don't want to miss anything. So I want to be exactly where I'm at when I say what I say. There it is. Okay. Now, let's move on down. Let's circle that, and let's take you down. Now, I'm going to take you down. We're going to go to K-L-M-N. All right. Now, I'm going to take you to the N. Now, the N is the number 14. So if you look at the alphabet and you count down, count alphabet down, you'll get the number 14. So you get 14, but the 14 broken down. Now let's look at what the 14 means in that alphabet. The 14th is the word none, none. This is the fish symbol, which originally is a symbol of what? The snake. It's a symbol of the snake. It's a symbol of the snake or the eel. The Roman kept the M as that symbol. So if you look at the symbols of how things end, the snake. So we know the power of how things are done from its origin. So if we're taking stuff to its origin, what we're doing is we're understanding the meaning of its origin. And if the meaning of its origin is connected to what we call the etymology of an event, because when you study Aristotle and Plato, Aristotle was known for his ability to create the school of thought. If I can control your thoughts, I can control your ability, and I can control the way you respond to me, the thought. Jeremiah said it in 29:11. God said, he know the thoughts that he thinks towards you, says the Lord. And all of the thoughts of God are of peace and never of evil, to bring or give you an expected end. So everything that you receive from God comes from his thoughts. But if someone can change your thoughts and manipulate you with the thoughts, then they can create chaos for your freedom or your liberty. When you get 95, 95 simply means free. It means liberty. So if I can use my hand to control your thoughts and your freedom, then I can control you with what? The palm of my hand. The palm of the hand can control your freedom, your liberty. Number 14 means snake or eel. So if I can create and the authority to rule you, to choke you, to control you, and to manipulate you, I can control you by the snake. That's why the word of God said you have to be wise as what? The serpent, the snake, harmless as the dove. You see how they use term, they use terms to define things. A snake is wise. But if I'm a snake and I can take your freedom away, a snake, the deception, I can take your liberty away. 95 connects itself to free will, freedom. If I take you and give you the N95, I'm doing what? I'm using the power of the serpent to take your freedom and your will away. So you get N95. They always do it with codes. So we give you mass N95 because we are using the snake, the deception, because in the garden it was a serpent, a snake. So if we use the snake to take your 95 away, your freedom and your liberty away, then we do what? Mass you again. You have to understand, why did they use the original mass in the beginning? If you go down and study ancient mass, you'll see how they mass people in those times. If I use K95, what I'm doing now is I'm keeping chaos, and I'm keeping you from understanding how to master who you are. So if I use a K1195, I'm doing what? I'm keeping you in chaos of your freedom and your liberty. So we give you K95 and N95, we deceive you. And how many times, what does he say? We're going to give you 400 million masks. Now listen to this. If you study events in life, it says after 400 years, God's people will come into liberty. If I can give 400 million masks out, but I know in 2022, you're coming to your freedom, I just let you know I can continue to mask 400 million
people, but 400 million years of your life, I can bring you back into masking you. You'll never know who you are, what you are, your power, your authority, that you're coming into understanding the knowledge for which I'm giving you. So I give you 400 million masks free. And what I'm really trying to take is I'm taking your 400 years away of coming to who you are in the original plan of 2020. The Gregorian calendar understand that, and the Judaic calendar understand that, and many people already know that that's existing and happening. So in 2019, we already recognized and realized that it was a setup. 2020 was already the preparation of the lie and the foolishness that was set on May 20th in Power Horn, which Power Horn means gunpowder or bloodshed. So what did you see there? You saw a black man with his hand with the knee of a white man on his head, the symbol of we're cutting off the head of the male factor that dominates the family line. And we destroyed. How long was it? Over 9 minutes. So 9 minutes means that if I put my hand on your head and I stop you, then I stop the ability of you what? Birthing out your next dimension. And most of us ran around in the world saying we can't breathe. And you were absolutely right, because you can't breathe if you don't understand the level of the dimension of where you are at in your walk, in your destiny. So you speak, I can't breathe, because you don't understand that the breadth, the width, the height, and the depth of God brings you into understanding the power of who you are in God in your relationship. So on May 25th, 2020 was all about a $20 bill, which was a counterfeit $20 bill in PowerPoint. Power Horn means the counterfeit $20 bill prepares for bloodshed in that year. And then the president of the United States came out and stood in front of the Episcopal building outside the realm of the Masonic circle that's dominated by what? The colonial system. And the colonial system took their knowledge from what? The Roman church or the Roman people. And the Roman people took it from the Moors. And from the Moors, they had the original documents and data. So the European people took the knowledge that the original people had, and they used it against you, the original people. And that's why most of us can be easily manipulated, because we don't have true leadership that will stand up. And the leadership that we have already been controlled by the house order and not the field plan. You missed it. They controlled by the house order and not the field plan. I don't want to say house nigga and field nigga. I'm saying the house order and not by the field plan. Because if you understand the field plan, you understand the power of who you are and where you are historically in life. So when people preach the word of God, they're preaching from people what? Etymology and not historicity. And if you tap into the historicity of event, you tap into a powerful place in your walk with God far greater than anything. You walk into the origin of God, to the actual place of God, and you know how to maneuver the things of God. So in the next 90 days, if I can give 400 million masks, and half of them, the K95 was already given by China, and the other half were given by you just dispersed it from all over the place. You will be able to be controlled and manipulate, and you will never come into the knowledge. So you will be forever learning and never coming into the knowledge of who you are. That's why the word of God said, he that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. He that receiveth the righteous man in the name of the righteous man receiveth the righteous man reward. You tap into the phenomena. That means that I am tapping into the knowledge of me. And when I tap into the knowledge of me, I'm tapping into the greatness of me. That's why people are miseducated. They don't have knowledge. They don't understand events. They don't understand the power of current. Current is what dominates the realm. If you operate in the current of God, the depths of God, you operate in a knowledge far greater than anybody can tell you or anybody can deceive you. You will not be deceived by a form of people, a form of godliness. You will walk into the knowledge and the power of who you are and what you are in the earth realm for your life and your destiny. You will be powerful people. You will not operate under emotionalism. You will operate under the presence of God, and then God will put you in motion, and you will operate in the currents of God or the depths of God. That's why it's important to teach the people about where you are at in the earth realm, to know the knowledge and to know the information of what's happening. Now, when the president stood up with the Bible, what did he say when he held the Bible? See, that Bible he had was not necessarily the King James Version. It was one of the original Bibles of the origin of the knowledge. And when he stood there and posed, if you go there and look at it now, look how long he stood there. Count the seconds of how long he stood in front of that and understand the codes of how things were done. And once you do that, then he leaves and get in his limo. A Secret Service takes him and go back to the White House. The word now goes to Queen Elizabeth. Listen to me. I'm about to end now. The word gets to Queen Elizabeth because he's standing in front of the Episcopal building. The Episcopal Church is ran by the Church at England. Who runs the Church at England? Queen Elizabeth. She understood that. She understood that, and she understood the realm. Meghan and her husband, Harry, leaves the royal family in January of 2020. And it was a reason why they left the family in January 2020, because they had a child that was of the mixed blood. So the mixed blood of Meghan and her husband, Harry, are pivotal to what's getting ready to happen to the royal family this year. That's why Prince Andrew is on trial right now. That's why Prince Charles don't have power right now. That's why Mother Elizabeth is where she's at right now. And that's why the royal family and Prince Harry and Meghan are preparing to come back into position. And his brother, who's outside, has been caught up in a scandal himself. So what does that mean? It's letting you know that history is about to unveil itself for the people of God. So sitting here to tell you the word of God is good, but breaking down the history of why the word became what it is to bring you back and to understand your history of events, you understand that the power. That's why in 2020, they gave you what they call hot spots. In the 40s, they call it redlining. Nothing changed. That's why you see right now the chaos that's happening with the 5G systems and controlling the earth realm. You ain't seen nothing yet, beloved. You ain't seen nothing yet that's coming to the earth realm. You ain't seen nothing yet that's getting ready to befall the earth realm. You better prepare yourself for all points bulletin in this land, people of God. Now, Queen Elizabeth right now is celebrating 70 years. Now, think about this. After 400 years of Babylon, people come back in position. After 70 years have been completed in Babylon, then there's a rising up of origin of God. She's the only individual in history that sat on the throne 70 years that getting ready to have a big 70th year celebration. 70 years, think about that. 70 years. Now, to understand that, it will be forthcoming. We'll hold that piece right there. Now, to know where we at as a people and know that we at as a time that we're in, think about it. Now, somebody right now, find out how old is Queen Elizabeth right now. Put it on here. Put it on the screen. Somebody can Google it real quick. Go Google her age right now. And if you're on there, Administrator Brian, if somebody on right now, just you can unmute me to tell me. Tell me how old Queen Elizabeth is. Tell me, everybody. You can look it up. You can put it on the screen here. I'm going to show y'all something. Anybody know how old Queen Elizabeth is right now? Tell me how old she's going to be. Oh, and then tell me how old she will be in her next birthday, because she had a birthday coming up this year. How old?
95.
All right. Queen Elizabeth is what? She is 95 years old. What are they giving you? N95. What are they giving you? K95. Am I telling you something? She's 95 years old right now. So you better do the math and understand where you at. Isn't it interesting? All right. Now, let me end on here. Now, so once you get the information of her, you'll understand to the detail that that goes over to what? She has the power of the royal chronicle. There it is. Everybody see 95, right? Right? 95. All right. There it is. 95. Okay. Everybody, we're on the same page. Are y'all on the same page? Am I bringing you to light? You all seeing the light? Everybody seeing the light now? Okay. Now you're seeing the light. Now, if she's 95 and the order gets to her, she opens up the royal chronicle because they hold the secrets of the royal chronicle. That the Royal Chronicle deals with the chronological order of succession. When she opens up the chronicles of the succession, who do you see at the top of the list? People of God. It's not them at all, period. She knows that. She understands that. And her position as running the church at England knows the succession and the prophetic lot in the earth realm fell on 2022. Now, if that's all correct based upon the Judaic calendar of events and the time of the events, everything is in motion right now. And guess what? What's happening right now cannot be stopped. It cannot be stop. Do you hear me? What's happening cannot be stopped. So if I can create a genocide, and if I can get you to do what I want you to do with my hand and palm and keep you confused, I can keep you from understanding what your position is in the earth realm and in the land. The enemy is out for blood. He's out for blood against God's people. He's out for blood, and he does not want you to ever get in position to know who you are, your place of who you are, your system of who you are, and where you're about to come and being who you are in God. Now, once the Jesuit order, which is the Catholic Church, the Catholic Church, I literally call it a fraternity, but the Catholic Church, then you understand what's getting ready to happen in the Catholic Church, because everything that you're dealing with in the world is based upon religion, rituals, religion. And if you go Google it right now, the sitting Pope right now, he did something in 1981 when he was a archbishop, and it was based upon a sexual encounter. So the issue has hit the Vatican. People of God, you have to understand God is exposing the enemy hand. You can Google all of this stuff. So while you're sitting there sharing foolishness and sitting there getting all of that mess in your spirit, sitting there worrying about what's going on, you better go back and prepare yourself for a position of a mantle exchange and a position of royal exchange in the land, and what God is about to do for his people and what God has positioned us for, to understand your place in history and understand your life in history. Everything is coming to pass. It's coming to pass, and it can't be stopped. Now, it can be delayed, but if you don't come into the knowledge, they can steal it from you and destroy you, but it can't be stopped because God will raise up another people. All right. I'm through. I just want you to understand the prophetic analogy of the prophetic information of what's happening in the world. So it's not by accident 1 year later after the president has officially been in there 1 year, because it's only 1 year in position. 1 year later, what's going on in the world? 1 year later. 2021 is very pivotal thing. 2022 is very critical to you. It's critical to you in many ways, and you don't want to miss what God is saying and what God is revealing to your life and for your life right now. So go over what I shared with you, share it with others. Go Google Alphabet. It's origin of alphabet.
and go down the list and follow what I shared with you. You can Google, go into Google, Google the word origin of alphabet. Go down, look at what K means. Go down, look at what N means. Read it, connect it to 95, which means freedom. It means liberty. It means freedom. It means free speech. It means free. We're not talking about Freemasonry. We're talking about freeness or being free and liberated. You'll understand most of the stuff that we're sharing with you on today and releasing to you based upon the knowledge of information on your life. All right? So we bless the Lord today. And I thank God for God allowing me to be able to release this to the people so you can understand the events that are unveiling right now in this dispensation of time and in this hour. Prepare yourself for March, April, and May. These next 90 days are critical to our life and the land. And many of you, stay in that place of God and don't move from that place in Him. All right? Now, I'm not going to deal with the other part of it. I just want you to know. Because there's more people right now watching us on the outside. Because, you know, when you're watching somebody on Facebook, what you do is that they can come to my page until they tap the button and go in. They'll stay on the outside. So it doesn't show the number of people watching. But there are thousands of people watching us right now via Facebook. They just on the outside. They didn't come in like you. Because once you come in, you see the name of the person. What they do is stay on the outside and they follow us. Because a lot of people don't want their job to know, their bosses to know, the corporation to know. People just don't want to be known that they came on this side to receive the data, so they stay on the outside of the page. So when they go to my page, they stay on the outside, and they don't hit the button to come in. Like many of you who write in comments and statements, they don't do that. They sit on the outside and take notes, and they follow it, and they match the notes to events, and they match the notes to timing. All right? So I just want to bless you on today and thank God for you on today, saints of God. All right. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. If you're listening in today, you can join us in our service at 11 o'clock today. There's a lot of snow going on around us here in this area. Here in our area, we have snow coming down from everywhere. But we bless the Lord for you all that are joining us and being connected with us on today. There's so many things that I will be unveiling to many of you. And one of the things that what I share with the people of God, someone said to me, they said, you're a different prophet. And I said, when you say I'm a different prophet, what people are trying to say is that you do things different. No, when you stay in the face of God, God will reveal to you. I'm just not going to be the prophet going to say all of these great things are going to happen. I'm going to give you information so that you can go back and study what I'm sharing with you, and you can review it. And when you review it, you'll be able to understand what was told to you, come or have a meaning to it for your life and your purpose. Amen. Because I want you to be knowledgeable to what's going on when you study the Word of God. Thank you for my covenant partners and virtual partners and sons and daughters of the ministry. We have many people that already started their ministry right now at the 10 a.m. hour in the Eastern time zone. So join some of these great kingdom leaders who are ministering the Word of God right now. Join us at 11:30. We're about 11:45. We'll be preparing to minister the Word of God in our local church, part two. Not part two of this day, but our second service will be in, so you'll be blessed by it. All right, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, to Prophet Matthew, I want to be a blessing to this ministry. I'm going to give you opportunity to do that. You can sow a seed into this ministry. You can go to We Restore You. That's the letter in the alphabet, you.org. You can click on a donation and sow a seed into this ministry and be a blessing. You also can go to Cash App and Money Sign. Cash App and Money Sign. And that is RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign. R for Restoration. F for Foundation. P for Prophetic, I for International Ministry, RFPIM, and be a blessing. You can also go to Zelle, We Restore You. That's the letter U, WERESTORE, the letter U at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. People of God, I thank you in advance. Those of you who said Prophet Matthew, I've been blessed. I want to encourage you to go and sow a Jubilee seed into this word today. Everything I'm sharing with you, people of God, is opening you up to some of the most powerful things in the earth realm. And there are not many prophets that are actually revealing to you what's going on now. So be a blessing. We appreciate you in advance. If God says so more, please do so. We appreciate you all in advance for your support and blessing until today. All right, people of God, be blessed in the Lord. Stay in the presence. Don't lose sight of the vision, the dream that God has given you, and the mandate. Hold on to God's unchanging name. Things are happening now in your life and around the world. When you reveal the secrets of things, you won't have to deal with the misery of man on your life. Love you all. Be blessed in the Lord and stay in that place in God and hold on to his unchanging hand. Now, if you listening in today and you don't know God as your Savior and your Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. The Word of God said, he who wins souls is wise, and when one soul accepts Jesus as their Lord, heaven rejoices. If you're not saved and don't know him as your Lord and Savior, give your life to the Lord. It's very pivotal, men and women of God. Let's pray. I'm going to pray right now and believe God for you today. Just repeat these words, and then you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and then turn from the sin, and then you guarantee the eternal things of God, but you still have to deal with the memory of man. Let's pray right now. Well, first, those who want to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord, repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. I believe you died for my sin and raised again from the dead. I accept you in my life as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you believe that, you said it from your heart, you are saved. Now the process now is living it, being who God called. You're guaranteed eternity, but you still have to deal with what's in your mind and humanity. Bless you on today, man of God and woman of God on today. We love you. We pray for you is my prayer. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you. Administrator Aretha Bryant, you can drop the announcements real quickly. I know we have a short window. And based upon my clock, it says 911 right now. Amen. Come on in, Administrator Bryant. And those who are listening in, join us in our service today. Go ahead, Administrator Bryant.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. Please keep these dates in mind, February the 19th through the 20th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Newport News, Virginia. He's headed to Restoration and Truth Ministry, a ministry without walls, for the West Love Empowerment Conference. The location is Hilton Garden Bureau, Regal Way in Newport News, Virginia. There's a $30 registration fee for the brunch. Will take place at 12 o'clock on the 19th. The deadline to register is February the 15th. You can cash app at @RTM Hampton, or you can PayPal at Restoration and Truth Ministries at gmail.com. Now, on Sunday, February the 20th at 10 o'clock a.m., the services will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. For more information, you can call 757-817-1226. Again, that number is 757-817-1226, or you can email Restoration and Truth Ministries at gmail.com. On that day also, there will be a book signing with Love the Unfinished Chapter, and we'll be taking pre-orders for The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, the new book that is coming out. If you would like to make reservations for this conference, the What's Love Empowerment Conference, the room block is $99 per night. The deadline for registration is February the 10th, and you can book at Hotel Hilton Garden Inn in Newport News. The group name is Restoration and Truth Ministries. Again, for more information on that, you can call 757-817-1226. This will be a powerful conference. March 25th through the 27th, you can join Restoration Prophetic International Ministries for their church celebration. That's March 25th through the 27th at 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. More information is forthcoming on that as well. April the 7th, you can join Dr. Matthews in Williamsboro, New Jersey. Save that date. Gary Moore Ministries, Williamsboro, New Jersey. April the 9th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Arizona April the 9th, May 15th, Baltimore, Maryland. Get ready. Dr. Matthews is headed your way. May 28th through the 29th, on his way to Marion, South Carolina, to Ark Family Fellowship Church, where Pastor Aaron Myers is the senior pastor and the overseer is Pastor Sandra Jamie. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be a guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please call us at 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. Or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. There's a lot of requests for the downloads of different services that Dr. Matthews is having throughout the week. Please bear with us. We're giving a 24 to 48 hour turnaround for delivery. If you want to listen immediately, you can text us and we can send you the dial-in code immediately. But the download part, if you want the MP3, will take 24 to 48 hours. But we can get, when you text it or email and request it, we can send you the dial-in code for that service at that time. We have dial-in codes for all the services from the beginning of this year in the month of December. So if you want the dial-in code for any of the services, we can get it to you immediately. Thank you for your patience, and we truly appreciate you on today. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Minister Richard Bryan. Thank you, people of God. Glory to the Lord and having the power, glory to power, strength of the Lord. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
My destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. To whom much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell. I'll be better than before. If God is in my life, just to let me know, I'm a miracle. I'm extremely close. Yes, I am.
No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky.